Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Who's going to want at least that with the Niners?
Okay, you don't believe? I think Carr could get more than that right now from three or four teams.
Let's just say the Niners broke the bank, whatever. I don't care what the price point is. You bring in Derek Carr.
See, to me, that's part of it, yeah, but I hear you.
But I don't, because you can franchise Bosa. You can wait on that. You can wait on Ayuk.
Okay.
You bring in Derek Carr. Is Derek Carr helping lead you to a Super Bowl?
He has zero playoff wins. Like, Purdy has more wins in the playoffs than Derek Carr.
Derek Carr helping you get to the Super Bowl?
I don't. I mean, he's never.
Is Derek Carr surviving against the Philadelphia Eagles in that defense? And that pass rush?
I don't know. Baldy's so out on Derek Carr. One read, he takes the easy check down. He doesn't look to extend plays.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to trust Baldy's.
You need to do that against Philadelphia.
Right?
All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. God, I don't want Derek Carr. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, your favorite 95.7 The Game, for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And do not forget that you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log out and search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. And all guests appear on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. And another thing about Derek Carr.
Huh.
The Raiders told him to stay away for the last 2 weeks because he would be a distraction.
That was wild.
If I'm Derek Carr, how come Derek Carr didn't say, no, I'm not going to be a distraction. Let me stand on the sideline to help out Jarrett Stidham during the last 2 weeks of the season.
That whole thing would be weird. Yeah, that whole thing was
weird. To me, that didn't show leadership. Yeah. I look at both sides of it. The Raiders are, we know they're a dysfunctional organization. We know Mark Davis is in over his head. We know Josh McDaniels is a very average coach at best. But why didn't Derek Carr say, you know what? I'm not going to be a distraction. Let me help out Jarrett Stidham. Instead, he took his ball and went home. Took his ball and went home. And stayed home.
I'm out on Derek Carr.
I
think he's, yeah.
I don't know.
On his best day, does he even break into the top 12?
No.
Now, again, you guys can say QB wins isn't a stat. On his best day, Brock was in the top 12.
He was. He was a top five quarterback.
So to me,
I'm
throwing Derek Carr. No, I'm out on Derek Carr.
Let's go to Dustin all the way in Pennsylvania. Dustin, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Fellas, good morning. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
Listen, full disclosure, I'm with Dustin from yesterday from Philadelphia. I'm not here to troll. Seriously, I want to have a sport. I enjoy the show. I want to have a sports conversation with you and what I think. Because I think you guys are a couple pieces away from being like a serious, serious, serious contender.
Okay.
But I wouldn't get rid of Trey Lance. I think you guys need to work on the offensive line. I think you
need to. That's obvious.
Yeah, that's number one.
We were talking about that yesterday.
I'm the producer. God.
No, the Eagles dominated at the line of scrimmage. That is undeniable.
So let me ask you this. Obviously, you know I'm an Eagles fan. If I was Shanahan, like you're saying Shanahan got them there, I understand that. But, dude, you're right. You're a win away from going to the Super Bowl. Why are you putting in a 13 different team quarterback? Clearly, he's not NFL material. You have Deebo Samuel. You got Brandon Ayuk. You got George Kittle. You got I'm a homer here. Lane Johnson's the best tackle in the game. But, yeah, this is a left tackle.
Everyone got hurt. Drop him. Yeah, everybody got hurt. I mean, I don't know what you said. The reason Josh Johnson was playing is because they were down to their fourth quarterback.
Was he trying to get you saying that they should have played McCaffrey at quarterback?
Someone else. I mean, at that point, it was already situation critical.
You're going to play Deebo Samuel at quarterback. The whole entire defense knows you're going to run the ball.
They were going to run the ball either way. The game was over. Josh Johnson went down, game's over. Brock went down, game's over.
But he is right. Offensive line
is
number one priority.
But that
center right tackle, and you better draft a left tackle in the future, because you never know when Trent Williams is either going to go down or retire. But you better work on a left tackle.
This is why I don't want to spend money in the quarterback room, because I want to be able to spread that money elsewhere. I want to be able to put it all over the place. I don't want to spend, you know, $25 million on the quarterback room. That's why they moved off of Jimmy, was the amount of money that they had invested in the quarterback.
Let's go to Miguelito. Miguelito, San Francisco, what's happening? You're on the roast. Miguelito, going once.
Oh, hello.
What's up, Miguelito?
Hello.
What's going
on? I'm here. Hey, fellas. First of all, I'd like to say I'm glad both you guys came back safe from Philly and the rest of the people, the gang. And I'm going to drop this after this Philadelphia game. I'm going to drop it. But that Devontae Williams catch, I watched it again. And if you watch it, you see that Ufanta, whatever that guy's name, Ufanga. He was looking at the play, and he gave the no catch signal. And I'm watching. I'm wondering, could he have called a timeout at that time?
I mean, they needed to challenge it. It came from the coach. Yeah. It's just, look, we've gone over this. We've plowed it a million times. From now on, if you see a player on the other team saying, hurry up and run a play, just throw the flag.
It was obvious. I am disappointed in Shanahan. He didn't just throw the flag. Just throw the flag. Everybody was talking about it.
We haven't discussed it because we're talking about all like the quarterback, but the D'Amico Ryans situation, him signing with the Texans as a head coach for a 6-year deal, just before we, you know, head in here, we're going to have Jake DeLome at 7:30 to talk about the same injury that Brock Purdy and him sustained. This is a big loss, B. Like, when Robert Saleh came, I was really out on Robert Saleh early on. He grew on me, and I really grew to love him. And obviously, he has a lot of passion on the sideline. And I thought his loss was going to be a big one. They bring in D'Amico Ryans, and I was like, first time DC? I don't know. In a weird way, and this is no knock on Saleh, it's how much I love D'Amico. He was an upgrade. He was great, B. Think about how many guys... Hufanga, who we referenced, come out of nowhere. Gibson came out of nowhere. I mean, D'Amico Lenore showed strides. Charvarius Ward fit the scheme brilliantly. Dre Greenlaw was good. He stepped it up to an elite level. Look, Bosa had great years with him.
I'm not going to knock Saleh. I'm not knocking Saleh.
I'm saying D'Amico was great.
D'Amico's very, very
good. His adjustments at halftime were excellent.
But so was Robert Salas.
No,
Kwan Williams was a star at the nickelback spot. Jimmy Ward, they turned Jimmy Ward into a player.
Okay.
All right. Lose all these pieces. Mosley became a player under Robert Saleh.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All of a sudden, Eric Armstead became a player in this scheme under Robert Saleh. So, look, both are going to be good losses. It's a very attractive job. Now, the thing to look for is if Vic Fangio does get the job.
I want it so
bad. There's going to be a scheme change.
Well, I watched
it's going to be a 3-4 scheme change. And you heard what Baldy said yesterday about Bosa. He's a 4-3 defensive end.
Apparently, when Vic Fangio was in Denver and Chicago, they showed a lot of his formations. I was watching it last night. Guys that are the film junkies. He actually switches it up more than we give him credit for. And he has 4 and 5 down linemen. He's got 6 down linemen. He does like a 6-by-1. I'm not a schematics guy. I don't pretend to be Tom Landry. But it looks like he's adapted his scheme, and he's actually way more versatile than he was that last tenure with the Niners.
But... what happens in a base defense? Is he running a 3-4? Does he need 4 linebackers on the field? Do you put Bosa over the tackle?
Great question.
Inside? I have no idea. I like Vic Fangio a lot. I still think he can coach defense. Steve Wilks from Carolina is another option. I'll tell you who I don't want.
Who's that?
Vance Joseph.
Yeah, why not?
I don't want Vance Joseph. I watch Hard Knocks and that Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. I watched him coach against Shanahan. Keep Vance Joseph far away from the Bay Area.
I want Vic Fangio. I want Lord Vic. Yeah. Remember when he was Lord Vic back in the day? I really want him in. I think he's the guy that makes a lot of sense. And here's the other part why I like him. It gives you like that Wade Phillips kind of an OG, like guy that's been there. He used to be a head coach. I do think that matters.
No nonsense type of guy.
I think we need one guy like that.
I think the Niners would be fine on defense. With this personnel,
Shanahan's built playmakers,
with this talent, they'll find the right guy to coach this defense.
They do need a little, not a big reset, but they do need a couple of pieces on defense.
They tweak it a little bit.
Yeah, they do.
Force a little more turnovers.
Yeah, I think they need to find a D tackle and a D end.
Yep.
I think that's very important.
Jake DeHolm, 7:30. Brad Graham, 8:30. Brad Graham, SF Niners content creator. You see him on Crown 4 every single Sunday. On Football Sundays, our Crown 4 with Jason Dumas and Kate Rooney. Brad Graham does a great job. Jake DeHolm, former quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, will get his thoughts on Tom Brady finally retiring, whether or not that's real, and of course the torn UCL that Brock Purdy suffered Sunday in the NFC title game. Does Brock Purdy face an uphill challenge to try to get back for not only week 1, But what about his career? This could be a career ender for Brock Purdy. May never had the same throwing motion, never had the same throwing power.
I mean, he's got to get... That's why I'm being very cautious. It's me. And look, I know the doctors are the best at this. This is a serious one. And everyone's like, oh, he's going to be throwing in 3 months. Pump the brakes. Let's have the surgery first and go inside and see what's inside.
The San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center. That's what this segment was sponsored by. You know when you ask your partner what's wrong and they say nothing?
You're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in big trouble. The Valentine's Day gift you got last year is what's wrong. With 75 showrooms in one location this Valentine's Day, let the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center help you right some wrongs. Visit 888 Brandon Street or shop online at sfgcjm.com.
I want winners.
Hey, this is Dan Dibley from Dibs and Willard. Yeah, I said Dibs and Willard 9 to noon, just like I'm saying Joe and Bonte on The Morning Roast, which is the show you're currently listening to. I'm Radio Host 1.
RH1, Joe Shasky. RH5, Bonte Hill.
I'm in the B chair for Butcher.
is Big John TP1, technical producer 1.
TP1.
Sam Lubman. P1.
You know who's not QB1?
Who's that?
If you're just waking up right now? Tom Brady. He retired.
He retired after 23 years, in case you missed it. I'm sure you did miss it. About 5:30 in the morning, I'm driving into work, and Tom Brady announces on his Instagram page that he is retiring on the same date he retired last year. This time, I feel like it's for good, but I understand if people saying, you know what, I'm going to wait until training camp starts. I'm going to wait until the season starts to see if he's fully retired. I know a lot of people, it's hard to believe he may get that itch again. What if the Niners come back and say, hey, Tom, here's $20 million. You want to play for us and come back home? Would that be enough to lure him out of retirement?
I have no idea. Until the season starts, and even then, I can see him coming back week 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know. He's played for 23 years. So for me to think that he's not going to, you know, dupe us all is surprising. I know the video felt sincere, but when I looked at the video, you know all I kept thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
What have you done to your face?
Yeah.
What work have you done? How does he have zero fat anywhere in any of his cheekbones anywhere?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the TB12 lifestyle. You got to get on that.
Alex Guerrero. Shout out to Alex Guerrero, his personal trainer. Don Yee.
Avocado ice cream does wonders.
That is such a farce.
I've never had it.
It's actually like, really good, though, if you've ever had it.
That's like Gabe Kapler saying, like, he puts the cake in his mouth and then, like, spits it out.
Or the ice cream. He spits out the ice cream.
No fruit.
Wow.
Whose has no fruit?
Brady.
No fruit?
He doesn't eat any
avocado
fruit?
Avocado is a fruit. Google it.
Touche.
But if you ever had avocado ice cream, I did it a couple years ago when he was in that first Super Bowl with the Bucks, and... comes out pretty well. It's kind of frustrating to make, but it's pretty good.
I'm good off avocado ice cream. What's the point of eating ice cream?
Exactly.
Just give me an avocado.
I recommend it. Do what you want with that information. Avocado.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my great-grandmother smoked till she was 90-something years old, lived to be 100 years old.
So now we know that Sam
Lovin... I'm not a smoker, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, now we know that Sam Lovin's the guy who buys the $15 avocado toast with the egg yolk on it.
I will... admit this
that is absolutely worth the $15 though.
I will not order avocado toast, but it is delicious. Can we agree avocados are delicious?
Avocados are delicious.
They're delicious. So
$15
but I'm with
toast.
You on that. That yeah, part I agree with.
By the way, the Red and Gold reaction brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, another California's premier workers compensation law firm helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and the Xfinity Mobile text line for all that you do. Staying with us here at 95.7 The Game. Warriors do play the T-Wolves tonight. They're looking for their fourth win in a row. So whenever everybody's tired of these quarterback rumors, the Warriors are here. All eyes on the Golden State Warriors. They are the defending champions.
Is A-Rod going to be in attendance? Owner of the Timberwolves?
It's like -6 degrees in Minnesota.
So we got off the plane. It was our layover. And B, I felt the chill. I felt the chill. Did you not?
I felt the chill. And I felt this tweet. 408, Xfinity Mobile text line. A bump a day keeps the fat away.
Oh, wow.
You say that.
Wow. Wow. Real quick. I know we're going to talk to Jake DeLone. We're going to get back into the 49ers. Yeah. I was thinking about Brady for just a second. Just bear with me here.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
All right. When I think of North American sports icons, okay, when I think of them, and if I just got grabbed a pen and I started writing them down, okay, I put, there's two categories. There's the myths, people I never saw, and like the photos are grainy and it's all like tall tale Paul Bunyan stuff. And then there's the sports icons where we've got the highlights in the videos, okay? The myths, like Babe Ruth, okay? Jim Brown, Gordie Howe, you know, Sandy Koufax, Muhammad Ali.
Will Chamberlain?
Will Chamberlain, I would throw in there as well. Sports icons. Brady's on a short list. Who would be on your sports icon list?
I mean, it's kind of obvious, right?
Who?
Michael Jordan, Tom Brady.
I got them.
Willie Mays.
Got him.
Barry Bonds.
Got him.
Alex Rodriguez.
I think Bonds and Rodriguez are too controversial to be sports icons.
Really?
Yeah. Magic?
Magic Johnson, Larry Bird.
Oh, okay. What about Montana?
Montana's there.
Okay. How about Kobe?
Kobe's there.
I think so, too. I think LeBron and Curry.
LeBron, Curry.
Tyson?
Nah.
He's off your list.
He's not an icon.
How about Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods is definitely an icon.
All right. How about Michael Phelps and Serena Williams?
Icons.
Okay. Are we missing anyone?
Do we get a Muhammad Ali on there?
I put him in the myth category.
Oh, that's right. We did. Yeah.
Right? Like, it almost feels too long ago.
Hank Aaron's a good one.
Hank Aaron's a good one.
Before the show, we mentioned Wayne Gretzky, too.
Yeah, Gretzky. Gretzky's on that list, I think, as well. But it's a small list.
Mario Lemieux.
Mario Lemieux. Does that hit the way?
Mario Lemieux was sick.
I know, but does that hit the way, like,
Wayne Gretzky does? Probably not. Mario Lemieux owns the Penguins, too.
All right. So now my last question to you. 2 minutes to go. Everything's equal. You got an opportunity to hand the ball to any quarterback in the history of the game.
Joe Montana.
Over Brady?
Yeah, I'm going Montana. Undefeated in Super Bowl.
Is Mahomes even in this conversation?
Not yet.
If he gets this one?
Not yet. You got to get three to at least have a conversation. Brady's got seven. Montana's got four.
I know. Is John Elway anywhere?
No. Do we all forget that John Elway lost three Super Bowls, and he got blown out.
He was the worst team in all of them.
Come on, Big John.
I know, but he was the worst team in all of them.
They weren't even close.
I'm just asking.
And he was awful in those Super Bowls.
I'm just asking.
Tom, John, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm giving you an answer.
Don't forget the drive.
To get to the Super Bowl, no doubt. But that's Cleveland. We know how Cleveland sports is cursed.
Is Jim Brown in the myth category?
I mean, he was great, but it was before our time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, it's more like myth.
It's like folk heroes.
That's what, exactly. Folk heroes. Exactly.
Instead of a myth because their careers weren't real.
No, yeah, that's not fair. Folk Maybe hero. The myth isn't right.
Folk hero.
Yeah, folk hero. Yeah,
Tom Brady, of course, is an icon.
Walter Payton?
Walter Payton, I'd put in that
Maybe
same.
A Chicago icon?
Yeah, I don't know if he hits the same way. I don't know. But the point I'm going at is that Tom Brady retiring, it's kind of the end of a chapter.
You know, Joe Louis is an icon. Should I show Bob?
Absolutely.
Joe Louis is definitely an icon.
Absolutely.
I actually think Manny Pacquiao's an icon.
Yeah, Pacquiao's up there.
Pacquiao's an icon.
I would agree with that.
Mayweather, we know, beat him. Mayweather's
an icon.
Yeah, but
Mayweather I put in that A-Rod Bonds category where Why? Too many people don't like them, and I think it dilutes the icon status.
All right.
It's too controversial.
That stinks.
I know. It does stink. Because I love A-Rod. You know that. And I love Bonds. And so I don't think they're on that same level. Like, if you say Montana, I think around the country, outside of the Bay Area, I think it resonates right. More than Bonds.
Yeah. Jack Nicklaus, Willie Mack. Yeah. Brady's an icon. Brady's an icon. I you know, the retirement with Brady doesn't even hit me hard.
Why?
I'm relieved. I'm so tired of Brady. Did you not have Brady fatigue last year?
For sure. But then there's this opportunity. If Brock doesn't go down, I wouldn't even thinking about Tom Brady. But the fact that Brock went down opened the door up to me where I was like, all right, everything's on the table.
Remember draft day, Trey Lance, and we'll go back to the calls in a second before we get to Jake DeHolm. Draft day, I remember the Aaron Rodgers rumor came out that the Niners maybe were going to trade for Aaron Rodgers. And I remember saying, I'll take Aaron Rodgers right now. And you said, I just want my guy.
I know.
I just want my guy.
I know.
What happened to that?
I was wrong.
No, it's not about being
We probably
wrong.
Should have. No, if you're asking me right now, should we have made that deal?
They probably should have made that deal.
They probably should have made that deal. But they also probably should have moved off of Jimmy after 2020.
I agree.
Or 2019, excuse me, and picked up Brady. So
I agree.
The woulda, coulda, shoulda is, there's levels to it. But I yes, Bonte, having seen what I've seen, and I wanted them to draft their player, whether it was going to be Fields or Lance, heaven forbid, Mac Jones. But like, yes, a part of me wanted to have our guy because I wanted that 15-year run the way the Chiefs fans have now.
No, I get why.
Which is so hard.
I get why people are skeptical of Trey Lance. Jalen Hurts is in his third year. And he played a lot of football in college. And he got reps early on in his Eagles tenure. Got to play last season, go to the playoffs, lose to the Bucks, get that experience. I get why Jalen Hurts is ahead of the curve. But he's in his third year. And a lot of quarterbacks are coming out of the woodwork just balling at an early age in the NFL. Balling. I know Trey Lance hasn't played a lot of football since 2019. It's scary. Five games?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the development's just not there. How much practice time can translate to the game? But damn it, I'm not selling my stock with Trey Lance. Why not Trey? Why not? I'm not buying, like, he goes in training camp, and oh, well, Trey Lance was up and down. Well, you know what? He went against number one defense every day in practice. What? Wouldn't look, how would Brock Purdy look going against Frank Warner Jr. Company?
Jimmy looked terrible in practice for 3 straight years. People would say Jimmy's not a great practice player, like, all the time.
Why not Trey? Let's go to Anthony in Richmond. Anthony, what's happening? You're on the roast. Anthony, what's happening?
Good morning, fellas. So I just want to jump in right where you're coming from, Vontae, because I'm not understanding this, everybody being out on Trey after, like, such a small body of work. And the fact of the matter is his coach got him hurt. Like, you could, like, you, it's just the truth. It's the brass tacks of the situation. Like, if he wasn't ready to throw the football, he shouldn't have never been in the game in the first place. You ran him like a fullback, and that's why he got hurt, and that's just the truth. We have to allow these guys to develop and get some games under their belt, and unfortunately, he just doesn't have that. But there's no reason to give up on the young man. I mean, he has all the quote-unquote natural talent in the world, but he has to you know, refine it. And you know, get it nice and smooth like a ball of clay. Mm. So I don't understand why so many fans are just out on him for no reason other than the fact that he hasn't played a lot of football. Like, you should be asking the question, why was he drafted in the first place if he wasn't ready? And that's upper management fault. That's not his fault.
Or the head coach, who we believe was the one who selected him.
Now, I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago, and they were back to the Shanahan really wanted Mac Jones. Had to be talked out of Mac Jones.
Can I ask you a question about Mac Jones for just a split second? Had we asked the majority of people after last season about Mac Jones, how would they feel?
They would have said the Niners should have selected Mac Jones.
How are we feeling about Mac Jones today?
I feel the same about Mac Jones. You need a lot around him.
Yeah, so...
Also, I understand the context of everything. When Joe Judge and Matt Patricia...
Agreed.
...are your offensive coordinators, what do you expect out of Mac Jones?
Well, can I... This is
now you have Bill O'Brien. This is a big litmus test.
I agree.
Bill O'Brien's a damn good offensive coordinator.
I agree.
Say what you want about him as a head coach.
But they don't have weapons.
/ GM. Bill O'Brien knows how to diagram some plays. He knows how to coach an offensive unit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is no knock on Brock Purdy, but a part of me is a little worried that you would see the regression because of the limitations of the arm and things like that. Had Brock played all, like, let's say he's healthy and next year, I am a little worried for that sophomore slump because, like, you got to be able to deliver the ball from the pocket and you got to be able to hit outside the numbers. If there's one thing that you look at all these guys, whether it's Jalen, whether it's Burrow or Allen or Mahomes, throwing from the pocket, obviously moving around is important, but hitting guys outside the numbers and not being predictable on the same locations of the field of where you're throwing.
Right.
Teams pick up on that. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. I'm just worried. Well, I would say, B, I would have the exact same worry if Trey had the same exact season as Brock Purdy, which he did not. Yep. But if he did, I would have the same worries. You got to do it over and over and over again, and you got to be able to deliver it on every point on the field.
All right. Here's Purdy on injury before we bring in Jake Delhomme, former quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, of course, started his career with the Saints. Cleveland Browns and Houston, Texas had a great run that Super Bowl year. I was pulling for him to beat the Patriots. It just brought Purdy on the injury, not being the same as a pitcher. Then we'll get into it with Jake Delhomme.
It's a unique situation just because it's really like a baseball injury. You know, with a lot of baseball pitchers, they face this kind of thing with the UCL. You know, guys that have this problem in football, you know, really quarterback situation, there hasn't been a lot of cases with it, but, you know, usually it's like a linebacker, offensive lineman, and they can just brace it up and go play. But when you're throwing, it's a different situation. But, you know, the way a quarterback throws compared to a pitcher, two different things. You know, it's similar but more violent as a baseball player. So, you know, they're saying, you know, the recovery process could be a little bit faster as a quarterback, but definitely I've looked at guys that have gone through this kind of thing, and I'm just trying to find what's right because everyone's situation is a little different, and I'm trying to find out which one's right for myself.
Well, Jake Delhomme went through a similar situation with the elbow injury week 3, 2007 season against the Atlanta Falcons. He opted for season-ending surgery 2 weeks later, came back to start all 16 games in 2008. Now, before the injury, he averaged about 208 yards passing per game. Afterwards, 194 passing yards per game. Not a big difference there. And it all depends on the offense, whether it was run first, pass first. But, Jake, good morning. Welcome up. Welcome to San Francisco here in the Bay Area. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill. Tell us what happened with your injury and what was the process like for you between the injury and the 2 weeks in between your decision to undergo surgery?
Well, thanks for having me on, first off. And, yeah, listen, mine was a cumulative effect, to be quite honest. I had elbow issues for a couple of years prior to that. It started in 2005. And listen, a little cortisone shot would help it for a few months. And then those cortisone shots every, you know, 6 months became every, you know, 60 days. And it just kind of progressively got worse. And then sure enough, in the 2007 season, we're playing Atlanta. And I was actually just throwing a check down to our fullback, and I felt it go. I knew immediately that I just popped my elbow, and I went down immediately. I grabbed my elbow, and the trainer and the and our doc came over, and I said it went. And they said, "How you know?" I said, "I just know. I've never felt this before. I just know something popped." And so, listen, we had been watching this for a while. I did have an issue, and we tried to rehab for a couple of weeks. I had a hole in my flexor pronator tendon, which is, you know, the muscle in the forearm. We tried to rehab that. And then, in essence, it was almost similar to watching Brock on Sunday. When I was watching him try to throw, I wasn't so sure if it was more nerve feeling or he had no velocity on the football. And it was 2 weeks later, I tried 8 to 10 yards maximum is about how far I could get a ball to go, to be quite honest. It was just one of those deals. I just couldn't do it. I had a complete tear, though. We did the surgery. I remember this like yesterday, October the 18th, February the 18th, 4 months later, I'm throwing a Nerf ball. But I knew immediately, like within 6 weeks after surgery, that, okay, my elbow's fine. You just know. I had a feeling for years. It was bothering me. And I had to fix a few things. Some bone spurs in the back. The graft I used was from my left hamstring. They sewed up the hole in my flexor pronator tendon and, you know, totally redid the UCL. So I came back great. My arm was actually probably stronger, to be quite honest. I think over time you just learn how to deal with it, whereas I'm not a doctor at all. But right. Watching Brock, that was blunt trauma. I mean, that's you would assume that would be it. There's been other quarterbacks that have had similar. Craig Erickson, which I'm kind of going back in time.
Miami Hurricane.
Yeah. Yes, correct. Craig ended up having that, and Ryan Vermillion was the head trainer in Carolina. Ryan was with Craig at one point. I think it was either with the Dolphins or with University of Miami. So there was some familiarity there. But like we did the rehab, I had no issues. It was an extremely easy rehab. You just had to let it set, to be quite honest. And by a mini camp, which was, the weekend after the draft, which is always late April, I was 100% cleared. So from October 18th until late April, I was 100% ready to go.
Jake Delhomme joining us on the Bud Light Guest Line. All postseason guests appear on the Bud Light Guest Line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
So you're looking at, I'm counting it off. This is about 7 months, give or take, right? 7 months, give or take, for you going from the injury, and I'm trying to estimate it here, to 100% ready to go. Is that correct?
Somewhat. Listen, I go back October 18th,
yeah.
And I promise you, there was no rush because, you know, we're in April.
Yeah.
But I just... You just knew in my rehab, I just knew. I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I'm 100%. So there was not any rush. And they did not allow me to go through that mini camp on purpose because they knew I would have gone.
Gotcha.
And so sure enough, it was the Monday after the training camp ended on the Sunday. Oh, we're going to go out and we're going to test it. Well, I didn't need to throw much. I would look at the trainer. I'm like, okay, I'm good. You know?
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
It was, that was more of to protect me from myself, but... And every case is different, but they have perfected this certainly with technology and things like that. That I didn't have any nerve. I didn't have any nerve problems. I always had all the feeling in my fingers and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's interesting because Brock said he had a little bit of nerve stuff. He couldn't feel the ball. So who knows? I mean, they got to get in there and take a look at it. Did your throwing motion change at all? I mean, obviously, when pitchers, I know in baseball, like if your arm's hurting, you do change how you throw. And then you go back to the way you throw. Some guys more over the top, more three quarters. So did you change your throwing at all, either before you got injured when it was sore to when it got fully healed?
No, I didn't. The only thing I'll tell you, and listen, I said my arm got stronger. It got stronger because I wasn't in pain anymore.
Gotcha.
Listen, I'm 34 years old or 35 at the time, so it wasn't like I had the youthfulness of a Brock Purdy, who's extremely young. But I think over time, you just kind of dealt with it, and it didn't take me nearly as long to get warmed up anymore. It didn't hurt to brush my teeth in the morning, to shake someone's hand, things like that. Those were things that it just kind of kept going, whereas his, he has no issues, and boom, he had one force that caused it to happen. So mine, it was more relief, and
yeah.
I don't want to say I changed my motion. Right. My arm got stronger because of everything I did after.
Gotcha.
All my training kind of became different. I did a lot of single arm stuff, a lot of body blade, things of that nature. Built up all the muscles more so in the forearm, the shoulder, and things like that to try to take pressure off of that elbow. Because really and truly, we were kind of experimenting. We've seen it with baseball players, but with quarterbacks, it wasn't really something that was common.
Jake Delhomme here on the Bud Light Guest Line. All postseason guests appear on the Bud Light Guest Line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Jake, what made you reluctant to get the surgery? Because you mentioned that you had the elbow pain a couple years prior. Well, why were you so reluctant? Was it because of the team's success? I know you guys had lost the Super Bowl to New England. You played really well there. Why were you so reluctant to get the surgery?
Well, I think the biggest thing, it hadn't torn yet. That was the thing. I never went in for an MRI. We had done x-rays, and I was very lucky. The orthopedist in Carolina, Pat Connor, who did my surgery, Pat played tennis at Oklahoma State. So he had major elbow issues. And so it was easy talking to a doctor that was a fellow athlete who had some of these things, and we could compare x-rays. Like, I had some bone spurs and things like that. But it never tore. My UCL was never completely torn. It was partially torn. And so when it finally went, I had to get it done. Listen, if it would have torn earlier, I would have had no issue going having the surgery because I needed to have it. There was no other way around it. I could not have played if I didn't have it. And now that was my case in particular. Carson Palmer, the same thing happened to him, and it was 2008. And I want to say they either shut him down for the season, but I don't think his tore all the way because he and I were friends at that time, and he had called, and we talked about it. And I said, Carson, every case is different. Mine was an absolute complete tear. So if my recollection is correct, I'm not so sure his was completely torn all the way.
So it's interesting because you talked about Carson giving you a call. Let's say hypothetically Brock Purdy gives you a call and he asks for some advice. What would your advice be?
Well, listen, I'm not a doctor. I think we all know that.
Of course.
But you have to know what your MRI says and you have to trust your doctors and things like that. I had complete faith and trust in our team doctor in Carolina, Pat Connor. I had been with him for years, and you're with them almost more than you're with your family, those doctors. Those are friends. They're not just a doctor. And I just knew I had to have it done. And so my thing would be to him is that I wouldn't be afraid of it if that's what you have to do. I would accept it. And I think with the baseball players, remember, the violent force, I heard Brock's interview right before I came on. He's correct with the violence that they're throwing, and they're throwing off of a mound. And so that, you know, coming down at that angle, football was very, very different. But it worked for me, and I'll be honest with you, I'm 48 years old now. I promise you, my right arm is the best thing on my body.
That is great.
Hey, Jake, hey, speaking of which, you're 48, it's 2023. You got to go all the way back to 2003 when you're going up against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, and you threw a dime to Musa Muhammad in that game. I'll never forget you. I think you were screaming at Teddy Bruschi or Willie McGinnis. I forget who. But you threw for 323 yards, three touchdowns, but Brady got the last laugh there in that Super Bowl. You believe Tom Brady's finally retiring? I know he goes through this every single year. You think this is it for Tom?
100%, I do. Listen, I do the color. I'm the color analyst for the Panthers, so I'm at all the games. And just watching Tommy, I love to go down and watch the opposing team warm up before the game. Just from watching film, you still want to see what guys look like in the flesh. And watching him throw, you wanted to see the velocity, and I always thought it was still there. We had a decent little chat before our first game, and, you can tell he still had that love to play. But I truly believe this is it. I think he wanted to go for one more run, and they tried. They tried to get most of the cast of characters back, but this was a team that was not really a good football team. That was a very poor division. I saw it week in and week out, and they just couldn't protect him, and he had no tight end, to be honest with you. And it got to the point where it just didn't seem like, okay, I'm hopeful this is it. I saw him do some good things, but I saw more of, you know what, I think 45 might be calling. And you know what, he's still pretty good. But the Tommy then in my mind was like, okay, that's enough.
Wow, that's interesting. Before you get on out here, obviously, there's the Christian McCaffrey element to this, so I'm sure you've been watching the 49ers.
Yeah. Thanks for CMC, by the way.
Thank God for him from afar. I mean, your kind of path to the NFL, it's not exactly the same as Brock Purdy's, but it's really close in terms of being undrafted. That's how you came in. You had to bounce around before you got your opportunity. We're here, Niner fans. We've got Trey Lance, this high-drafted guy. You got Brock Purdy here. Like, how do you view this quarterback situation for the 49ers right now?
Well, I'm going to be very honest. If I'm John Lynch, I'm sitting there and I'm fortunate because I have two young kids on rookie contracts that are not expensive, and I can keep all these other players that I have. Because, listen, there were two football teams that I didn't think we matched up with this year, and it showed on the scoreboard, and that was Cincinnati and that was San Francisco. And we got, in essence, run out the building on both of them. And those are two of the final four teams. So, I'm not sure what happens with Jimmy G. Respect him, love him. But Trey Lance, listen, you just have to watch him play. That's the knock I have on him. The kid barely played in college. Right. He's had some injury issues.
Right.
I do watch San Francisco. One, Christian McCaffrey, such a huge fan of him on and off the field. But Elijah Mitchell, I have been knowing him since high school. Mm. We are from the same area. He went to my college. So I know him pretty darn well, and I stay in touch with him. So I do kind of pull for the Niners, liking Elijah Mitchell. So I think it's a good problem to have. I would assume Brock Purdy, if whatever happens, surgery, rehab, whatever it may be, I'm assuming he comes back. You have Trey Lance back, and you keep some of those cast of characters and on that football team, and you have a really good football team in San Fran.
Jake, a lot of fun.
Yeah, dude.
You're going to do this again very, very soon. Had no idea you're the color analyst for the Carolina Panthers. We thank you for Christian McCaffrey.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you guys kept Brian Burns. He's a hell of a defensive end. Seems like he gets off the ball faster than anybody in the league. Jake, good stuff, man. Take care, and we'll do it again soon.
And listen, I'm glad y'all have Christian in a way. It hurt my heart. But you know what? We weren't going anywhere, and we were able to recoup some draft picks. So I'm hopeful Scott Fitterer and Dan Morgan, the GM and assistant GM, they can, you know, we can look 10 years down the line and say, gosh, what a great trade for both football
teams. Wait a minute. So Dan Morgan, a former linebacker, is now in the front office with you guys?
He was sick.
Dan is the assistant general manager. Dan and I were started at the bottom. I believe it was in Seattle, and then he went to Buffalo, and then he's been in Carolina. So we have Scott Fitterer, who came from Seattle, and Dan Morgan. That's our GM and assistant GM.
All you guys missing now is Steve Smith, Musa Muhammad, Stephen Davis.
Steve Berline.
Yeah, Steve Berline.
Bring them all in.
Chris Jenkins.
Yeah. Hey, but before you go, hey, honestly, is this a ridiculous statement for me to say? Christian McCaffrey has Hall of Fame talent. Like, watching this kid up close and personal, that's how good he is. I mean, he can do everything on a football field.
This is always my belief, and I'm not a Hall of Fame voter, and I question some of these voters, sometimes who they put in. I always believed, and when you have to game plan for a specific player for about 6, 7, 8 years or longer, that to me is a Hall of Fame player. I'm sorry, every offensive coordinator game plan for Julius Peppers every single time he stepped on the field.
Yep.
Every defensive coordinator had to know where Steve Smith was at on every single play for easily a decade. So it blows my mind. I can promise you, defensive coordinators do not sleep when Christian McCaffrey is going to play. It's not only his running that he can do, because he can go between the tackles. Yeah. He can bounce it outside. His ability as a wide receiver, or as it catching out the backfield, I would see it firsthand. Him coming out the backfield, and you see the attraction of linebackers being able to suck up, and there's those windows right behind where those receivers are wide open. The factor that he brings, and you pair that with some of the young receivers that you have in San Fran and a Kittle, that's nightmares for a defensive coordinator. If Christian can have a couple of more years being as good as he is, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, the talent's there, the work ethic's there, the leader's there. I just, a huge fan of this guy on and off the field, and wish him nothing but the best. God.
The gravity of Christian McCaffrey, like Steph Curry out of Hartwell with the Warriors. Jake, great stuff.
Tough.
We're going to do it again soon, man. Love talking football with you, man.
Hey, guys. Thank y'all.
Anytime. Jake Delhomme, former quarterback of the Saints, Panthers, Browns, and the Texans. A lot of things there. Jake Delhomme joining us on the Bud Light Guest Line. All postseason guests appear on the Bud Light Guest Line. Bud Light, easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. We got some lines here. We'll get to in just a second.
I feel better. Tight. After hearing him, I feel better about the Brock injury in terms of, like, obviously, the big caveat that everyone, whether it's Doc Narav Pandya, who was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, whether it's Jake Delhomme, they got to go inside and we got to see what's going on, right? That's number one. I like what he said. They had to hold him back from himself.
Right.
And that's where I know everyone wants to push the Brock. I've kind of been saying that from the beginning, like, slow play this. If you're worried, if you really believe in Brock long term, which I think they do.
I think the fans do too.
I do. To me, like, okay, what's a couple of weeks on the front end if we get right and you just, you know, like that's the way I'm viewing this. I would slow play this if I'm
the Niners. Let me ask this question. 888-957-9570 and you get the first crack at it, Chasky. Should the Niners, outside of the NFL draft and maybe drafting a young player?
Yeah. A flyer, maybe.
Yeah. Somebody who can hold the clipboard. Do you stand pat at the quarterback position and focus on the offensive line, focus on defensive line, focus on maybe a cornerback, maybe another receiver, or do you go out there and get a veteran quarterback due to the uncertainty of Brock Purdy's right elbow?
Like we said in the first hour, and like Jake reiterated, you've got two guys making less than $11 million combined, or $12 million at most. That, roll with that. Let's see it. No. Do you bring in a dirt cheap guy like a Sudfeld type, you know, for a couple million? Okay, maybe. Maybe it's drafting a guy late. Fine. I'd stand pat and roll it out. Let's see if there's anything salvageable with Trey Lance in the interim, all right? And maybe competition brings the best out of both guys. Yeah. And when Brock's ready to go, he'll have his opportunity.
Is Brock good enough to get you to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl?
I mean, they were on the doorstep. I don't know if they're going to win that Eagle game. We could do the woulda, coulda, shoulda of the Eagle game. It felt like to me that offensive line was going to get suffocated. Right. And I don't think that's a byproduct of Brock. I think that's a byproduct of their offensive line not being good enough.
Right.
I think Brock was good enough. They were one of the best teams in the league.
They were
on the doorstep of going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know if this fan base is going to be patient enough for that. Because One thing that is alarming to me, or one thing that the Niners need to do, is they need to get home field advantage, and they need to get that bye week.
Well, that's
if you have to play another NFC title game or divisional round game on the road, that's extra travel. That's a flight. You have that, and you may have to fly out to the East Coast. You got lucky last year.
Did they look tired?
They look gassed, especially in the second half.
That one extra week made a huge difference. To me, it made a huge difference.
And a short week at that.
That's, I didn't even think of that. And going East Coast. You and me flew back and forth. I'm wiped out today.
That flight on the way there
wiped me out.
We were knocked out all day Saturday.
And
we slept through the Sixers game.
We also ate the biggest Philly cheesesteak of all time.
We did. And we also
Ishka Bibbles. You walked in. I'm here. And just started pointing at people.
Well, they went silent when we walked into Ishka Bibbles. They looked at us like we were aliens. Wearing Niners gear. Seriously. It was like,
I am here from Mars. That was like I'm a robot, not necessarily an alien. I don't know why I did that voice.
I am here from Mars. Who are you? May I have a cheesesteak, please? And I got the cheese fries, too.
Hey,
although I wasn't that impressed with the cheese fries.
I'm going to keep it real, though. That Ishka Bibbles.
That.
There wasn't one piece of gristle in any of that steak. It was liquid, hot magma, Austin Powers.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Let's go back out to the lines,
I could also put on 70 pounds on cheesesteaks in a week.
I did not touch the scale yesterday. I refused to do that. Dre and Lamore. Dre, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, guys. Great interview with Devone there.
Great.
Thank you.
I got to agree with you, Joe. Yes, we keep Lance. We keep Brock. I got more faith in Brock's arm getting better. That's the right thing to do. I haven't been able to listen to the radio. I've been with the Niners hangover, you know.
It's hard to try.
I've gone out of state twice to see the Niners play. Never an NFC Championship game, but let me tell you one thing. I would always rather lose the NFC Championship game than go to the bowl to lose. I never knew how it was to lose when we were 5-0. I could always tell all Cowboy fans, they would say, we've been to 8. And I said, we've been to 5. When we go to, we win. I got three questions for you guys.
Quick. We needed you in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we needed a bodyguard.
You would have walked through with a tank top and showed those guns. I don't think anybody would have messed with it.
People don't understand. Dre, you're chiseled. You look like Vin Diesel back in the day.
Well, thank you.
What's your first question?
There?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still here, Dre. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm getting a little older. I'm not as big as I was, but, you know, I'm trying to keep up. My first question was, you guys think you just answered it. Does the fans treat you all right over there?
No.
I've been to Minnesota. I've been to Pittsburgh. They're both really cool, but the fans in Pittsburgh warn me that the fans in Philly are crazier than the fans in Oakland. Would you guys agree?
Yes.
They're insane.
Oakland gets a bad rap.
They do.
Oakland gets a bad rap. I will defend Oakland Raider fans.
I've been to a ton of Raider games. In Niners
game. Yeah, I agree.
As a member of the media. They never gave me crap like they did in Philadelphia.
No, they'll give you a hard time walking through like right. The normal stuff, but not like your face.
But they'll talk trash about the Niners and call you 40-winers, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But to me, it was much more playful than people give it credit for.
Dre, last question. What you got?
Okay. Real quick. I think Shanahan's a great coach. A great coach. He's a good coach. Great is fooling around too much. But on that long fourth down pass, the first one, I know that the camera angles were bad, but when you see that team rushing to the goal line to snap that ball, don't you think you throw that flag just because they know themselves?
Yeah.
Dre, I was at the game with Shasky here. Shasky, I tell you, I was screaming for the challenge.
Yeah, you were
screaming.
Grabbing me like I was Nick Bosa and you were an offensive lineman.
Shanahan's going to think about that every single day this offseason.
Yeah, he will. It's the same way Harbaugh makes me think about the, you know, not running the ball to Frank Gore. I mean, there are certain sequences in 49er history that you think about forever. You know, it's just, it is what it is.
It is what it is. All right,
the one thing I would say about this, and no one brings this up, Shanahan's got to coach up the quarterback position. Like, this whole Lance thing.
Save that for the other side. Okay. Save that for the other side. Injury report time.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Show, brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, Mel, Will, Gene, Christian, we'll get to you on the other side. I promise you that. 888-957-9570. Tom Brady retired. What does that mean for the 49ers moving forward? Do you stick with Trey and Brock? Do you sign a veteran? 888-957-9570. But let's shift gears to the hardwood. The Warriors will be without Andre Iguodala tonight when they face the Minnesota Timberwolves. Iggy continues the missed tie with a right hip strain. He had that dunk in the Alamo Dome against the Spurs, and I don't think we've seen him since. For the T-Wolves, they have Rudy Gobert listed as questionable as he deals with a groin injury. Also questionable for the Wolves is forward Torian Price as he deals with an ankle injury. Our boy Carl Anthony Towns is already out. I'm somewhat like the Warriors. Victory tonight. Anthony Edwards, he may go off, but the Doves can win their fourth straight game. I'm feeling good with the Warriors tonight.
The big meow is out?
The big meow.
Meow.
Kit Kat. The injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Red Go Reaction brought to you by Zinni, the official eyewear of the San Francisco 49ers. Shop from over 3,000 styles at 80% off retail prices exclusively at Zinni.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.